And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start today in Illinois, where Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill demanding insurance companies cover abortions without copays or deductibles. It's called the Birth Equity Initiative, and it requires both private insurers and Medicaid to foot the bill for those procedures. Pritzker, of course, never wanted to miss a chance for dramatic flair, held a signing ceremony touting the bill as a response to neighboring Iowa's recent restrictions. And the lieutenant governor chimed in, lamenting that 1 in 3 women now live without access to comprehensive reproductive care. And it makes you wonder if the good lieutenant governor is aware that pregnancy is not, in fact, a disease in need of a cure. Governor Pritzker, apparently auditioning for an Oscar, declared, quote, "Far too long, we have failed to live up to the promise of equal health care for black and brown mothers in the state." Yeah, well, killing one's child, not exactly health care, but who am I to quibble with their definitions? In other news, a 76-year-old pro-life advocate in Florida is taking on tech giant Google in court. Trudy Perez Pavetta found herself abruptly deplatformed by Google shortly after emailing her pro-life group about a peaceful prayer gathering. How's that for perfect timing? Google decided that the lady's account violated their acceptable use policy, but refused to specify which policy exactly. Sounds like they're making it up as they go along. The Thomas More Society is representing Perez Pavetta, arguing that Google's action violates Florida's anti-censorship law. And in financial news, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway now owns, get this, more U.S. Treasury bills than the Federal Reserve themselves. You heard me right. The Oracle of Omaha now has $234.6 billion in T-bills compared to the Fed's measly $195.3 billion. Let's just hope that Buffett knows something we don't. Meanwhile, Murray State, a professor there, has decided to compare Republicans to the KKK for pointing out that Vice President Kamala Harris was a diversity hire. That's the irony in that. President Biden himself admitted as much. But hey, let's not let facts get in the way of a good narrative. No, not at all. Finally, Minnesota governor and now vice presidential candidate Tim Walz is facing scrutiny for his progressive record on gender ideology. He signed legislation making Minnesota a haven for children seeking transgender medical intervention, even allowing the state to seize custody of children whose parents refuse to provide such care. If you wonder what's going to happen federally if these two get elected, you have to look no further at Walz's record in Minnesota. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.